to Second City Gaming, everybody. I am Joey Real Talk of Toronto, alongside the one, the only, Ryan Green Machine Ebenor.
Yeah, woo!
Just us, we're two men in this bitch, we got it, know what we're doing.
We're on a roll.
Before we get started, I believe Green Machine can tell you where to get us at, you know, where to hit us up, give us some likes.
I'm going to let you guys know where to swipe right for us, guys. You find us on blogtalkradio.com/Second City Sports Chat. You can find all our podcasts there, our gaming one, our sports one, and our new movie one. You can find us on both our Twitter accounts. It's at SecondCitySC and Second_Gaming. You can find us on iTunes for Apple users and Stitcher for Android users. And on Facebook.com/SecondCitySportsChat. Take it away, Joey.
All right, so as you guys may or may not be aware, a game came out called Tom Clancy's The Division.
Yes.
I have played it since day one. I played it for, let's see, what is today? Today's Sunday, holy crap. So since Tuesday, I've been playing for about 5-6 hours each day till today.
Damn.
So I got little bit of time under my belt on that game. And, yeah, it's pretty awesome.
Yeah, I'm really happy with it. Playing the beta when I did, I thought the beta was really cool. And I picked it up on Friday, and I put like a couple hours into it. I enjoy it so far. I think it's really cool. I'm waiting to see when I get past all the other stuff and all the little nuances of the game that I'll be able to see. But so far, so good.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, it's living up to, you know, what people were expecting. Mm-hmm. I kind of set my expectations a little high on this one because, you know, it looks so good. And I got to say, for once, it actually is meeting my expectations. And this is the first game I've bought day one since, honestly, I don't remember the last day one game I bought. Maybe Battlefield for Xbox because that was the only game out.
Did you buy a Master Chief day one?
Did I buy that crap? I might have.
I think you and Dan did, because then that's when you guys made your decision you weren't going to buy day one games anymore.
That's right, yeah. So Master Chief Collection was the last one. And I got to say that this one made me feel better about day one games. Because, I mean, yeah, it's buggy. It all, you know, every game's going to have its bugs. The ones I've figured out so far are, there's certain areas on the map you just get stuck. Like, there's no moving, there's no inventory, you're just stuck. You can move your head, that's it. And then you pretty much just have to close your game and restart and you'll be right back where you are. Mm-hmm. But, I mean, other than that, I mean, there's nothing that's, like, bad about this game. You know, you're a division agent. I don't know if you're really, like, a sleeper agent, but, you know, you're there in case someone needs you. Mm-hmm. You know, you're like that last line of defense to keep humanity safe. You know, keep them protected, keep them civil.
Right.
And so you play as the second wave of division. So it pretty much throws you in to where, you know, I won't be doing any spoilers because I don't really know any yet. Because I've been so sidetracked with side stuff, I barely played the main mission because I'm just so distracted. I'll be walking and be like, hey, help me. I'll be like, all right, help. I'll help you. So really, I have no idea what's going on either. But from the beginning, it takes place during Black Friday. And someone has released a virus on the money. Because obviously, if you've ever been Black Friday shopping or watch TV or don't live under a rock, you know that Black Friday is a pretty big thing. So money's being exchanged. People are touching stuff, touching each other. You know, there's a lot of contact, a lot of moving parts. Just a ton of people in a lot of areas.
Mm-hmm.
So someone, something, not too sure who yet, has released a smallpox virus. And, you know, as some of you may or may not know, that the smallpox is one of the deadliest viruses that have ever existed in mankind. I believe the death toll on it, I want to say like 5 or 10 million.
Yeah, I think it's
since
pretty
it was discovered. There's really no way, you have vaccinations and stuff, but like, there's really no way of stopping smallpox if it actually does happen.
You know, my thing is I've always enjoyed the Tom Clancy game stories, whether it was Splinter Cell or the Rainbow Six stories or Ghost Recon stories, even, you know, Tom Clancy's books were great. So They always have really great, fun stories, and this one's another great one to do something so simple as, like, you know, a mass terrorist attack on Black Friday. And it makes so much sense, though, when you get into it. It's not something that's very far-fetched. It's not something that you're like, I don't know if that really happened. You know, I mean, it's really possible for somebody to infiltrate the money system and to spread, you know, some type of widespread disease through the money. And it's really an interesting story. But for me, I just got to the part like where you start to unlock your base of operations and do more to it. So I'm interested to see like where it takes me and where the story takes me, and you find out more of how far this disease is spreading and, you know, why they put that disease out there. So I'm interested.
Right, yeah, like, you know, the like you said, Tom Clancy does realistic stuff, so the realism of so what is to stop someone from putting a virus on a dollar bill and transfer it from place to place, and then you have who knows how many people are infected.
Right.
So, you know, you, like I said, you're the second wave of agent, so you come out and you're kind of just thrown into it. You know,
Yeah.
you It's so I'm sure a lot of people have heard the very big comparison to Destiny. I don't want to compare it to Destiny, but I'm gonna have to because that's
It's the
probably the
closest
most
thing to
well-known
it.
game, right? So it's just like Destiny, you're just kind of thrown in. You kind of have some backstory because you just kind of know what's going on. You're like, you know, oh, there's a virus, you know, there's people rioting, looting, and you know, everything's quarantined. That's pretty much all you know. You have no context. You have no reason of who started it. Why did they do it? Why are you there? You know, you're just thrown in. So you go around and you know, you just learn the basics, of course, of how to, you know, do the cover system because it's a third person. So it's like a Gears of War style. You know, take cover, aim over the wall, you know, this and that. So you go through a little, you know, things and this and that, and then you go to your base of operations, like Ryan said, and that's your home base. That's the place you could customize and upgrade, you know, make it your own little safe haven. So you go there, and you have three different techs. You have the medical, or I guess not techs, the
Like wings.
yeah, like different wings. You have the medical wing, the tech wing, and the security wing. So as you can take from contents of that, each upgrade gives you separate upgrades and everything benefits one another, and it's just a big circle to help you progress. So you need resources to upgrade, so you need medical, tech, and security. So medical obviously is for like your healing, throw down revive kits, heal your teammates, heal yourself, buff yourself, this and that. And then you got tech, which is badass. You got sticky bombs you could throw on people and explode. You got a turret that can be thrown out and like suppress fire and do a bunch of damage. And you could eventually upgrade it to have a flamethrower or shock charges. My favorite so far is the Seeker Mine, the little roly-poly ball. I call it a mini bot. You throw it out, it chases down enemies and explodes and does a ton of damage in a big area. And then you can upgrade it to where it splits up to like seven mini balls that chase out people and explode everywhere. You could have it to where it could climb over obstacles. And my favorite one is it when it explodes, it jumps up in the air and makes and it rains fire and catches enemies on fire. Badass. It shakes your screen like a mofo, but it's very cool. And then you have your well, each wing or each talent, because these give you talents, has a super, I'm gonna call it, and it's like your ultimate move. You hit both bumpers for it, or you know, whatever you're playing on, and it's, you know, it's a huge cooldown, but it gives you a massive buff. It's like the medical one will heal everybody and give them an overshield. The tech one will boost everybody's damage through the roof, and you could down anybody in like four or five bullets. And then the security one, I don't know because I haven't got that one yet. I looked, completely forgot now that I'm talking about it. But I'm sure it does something cool. Oh yeah, it protects everybody, like reduces damage taken.
Yeah.
And then obviously security, you got a shield that you could, you know, use a pistol. You bring up a shield to block bullets and enemies. You have cover. I don't know the term of it, but you can make the area of cover that you're hiding behind stronger.
Oh,
So
okay.
you take less damage, but you deal more damage. And then you have placeable cover, where if there's nothing to do, you place your own cover that you can hide behind. Like I said, the ultimate's just a big buff to everybody. So you play your way. You eventually unlock everything, but what you want to put in your talents is, totally up to you. If you're playing with other people, by yourself, that part is very cool for like you change it constantly. Like I'm always, depending on what the mission is or what part I'm on,
Yeah.
I'm always changing what I'm using. Am I using my secret mine and my heal, or am I doing my massive heal with my turret for suppression? Or do I have to go to my shield to protect my ally while he's sniping? Or, what am I doing? So that part's really cool. So it makes like each agent individual and like unique. And then it's great with teams. Like with people to play with, you get people up to four.
Yeah.
It's very fun with people.
Yeah, I haven't played with people yet, but I'm excited to. I think it's so when I first started, I was really, I just was, like you said, you're kind of thrown into it. You're running around, you're doing all this different stuff. And then I'll never forget walking into the, I guess their safe house. And I just like, then it all dawned on me. Like, oh, that's right. This isn't a solo player game. Because you see all the people lined up to get their missions and shit. And you're just like, oh, yeah. That's right. I'm playing where everybody's here. That's weird. I forget about it. But have you?
So you cut out completely on me.
Oh, okay, my bad. No, have you guys gone in, or have you gone into the Dark Zone yet?
Oh yes, plenty of times.
I have not, but I've heard great things.
It is very fun and very nerve-wracking. I've been playing with me and another buddy of mine. His name's Phenom online, his gamer tag. We
Shout out to Phenom.
yeah, shout out, man. I got you. So we both got a day one. And so we were playing together. And they're like, dude, let's go check out the Dark Zone. Okay, so we go in there. And it's a totally different feeling because everything's dark and there's dead bodies everywhere. There's cars flipped over on fire.
Oh,
It's
damn.
just you could tell the town is the shit because this is where it got hit the hardest. So there's big walls zoning it off, and you just walk in and you're like, okay. So you just start patrolling, then you see enemies everywhere. And then you see other players. And so the thing is, when you kill NPCs that are around, they drop loot. You go grab it, it becomes quarantined, and you have to go extract it. It's like, okay, easy enough. Well, the other people in the game could murder you and take your loot. And they become rogue agents, where
Damn.
they go off by themselves and they can do whatever the hell they want. So
Damn.
that's the nerve-wracking spot where it's like you work with other people to help get the loot, but there's nothing to stop them from killing you and taking double the loot for themselves.
Right.
So it's very cool. Me and Phenom had a couple issues where we were working with a team and they betrayed us, and then we just got screwed over because we didn't expect it because we it was our first time. And then we learned. Okay, let's throw out a turret on ourselves before the helicopter comes. And then now we do it where we switch to a shotgun and we'll go stand right next to someone and just aim our shotgun right at their face. Like, make a fucking move.
That's awesome.
So now that we started doing that, it's a little more safe to where people are a little intimidated when you have a shotgun in your face.
Right, you gotta protect yourself.
Exactly. So I highly recommend there's matchmaking for everything. I highly
Right.
recommend you guys match up with some people if you have no friends that are playing it or they're not up to your level because Ryan, me and you cannot play together.
Nope, we cannot until I move up.
Well, I mean, well, we could, but the enemy, I'm level 24, so every enemy you fight will be level 24.
Right.
So pretty much you're just gonna have to hide while I kill everything. That's not fun. I mean, that kind of sucks in the game, but I do like it because it's like, oh, you just get the game, I'll do one mission, you're level 30 with me.
Oh, yeah, true.
So I do like the part where you're like you it makes you work for work for it.
Right.
You just don't have to, like in Borderlands, for example, you could just carry someone to the final mission on like a fourth playthrough, kill five enemies and they're level 40 or something.
Yeah, exactly.
So I mean, I do like it, but I don't like it because I do want to play with you and my cousin Arturo has it and Jesse.
Right.
Everybody else got this game later than I did. I don't really want to make a new character and, level them up again.
Right.
So,
No, I mean, I don't, is there a max level on this?
level 30.
Okay, so 30, that's what I was going to bring up too, is 30. I read that you start getting these Phoenix co coins, kind of like exotic coins in Destiny, where you can get exotic weapons and armor and things like that. So level 30, you start getting. So, I mean, theoretically, it's not that. I mean, it's not going to take you. It's not going to be that long to get to 30 if you play it. If you play through it, right, you'll get through 30. And then once we all get to 30, then we can start doing fun shit like that. And, get to 30 before the DLC comes. And then once we start getting the waves of DLCs, we'll all do the DLC missions together too. So, but I do, it's kind of a double blade sword. I like it because, like you said, it makes it a little bit more challenging. At the same time, it is a little bummer because you're like, man, I kind of want to be able to play with everybody that owns it. But that's all right. Everybody gets it. It's not like 30 is a huge level cap. You know what I mean? But I'm also interested to see how much grinding will be involved in this game. So far, I've heard that there's not much at all. It's not
Yeah,
terrible.
from what I experienced, I've never had to go out of my way to get a single thing.
That's good.
I found quite the opposite. I would go to one mission, and before I got to that one mission, I've already done seven side missions.
That's great. I mean, that's how it should be. I mean, not that I don't like grinding in some games. Like, for instance, Destiny, you have to grind to get things like light, if you want to do certain things, and to get better armor. And the thing with Destiny is too, you might go on one of a on a mission with a bunch of people, and then not come away with anything. That part
Yeah.
kind of sucks. But so far with the Division, everything that I've read and reviews is that people have said this is a very top-notch game, where you feel like you're not grinding, and you feel like you're getting what you should get out of the game. And that's good.
Yes. Yeah, it's rewarding for what you do.
So
So,
all in all, it's pretty good.
yes, definitely. And just, I mean, like I said, I don't want to keep going to Destiny, but it's like Destiny, once you hit the cap level, that's when the game really begins.
Right.
So it's just like that with the Division. Once you get level 30, that's when you actually start playing the game. That's when you get the really good loot. That's when you can do challenge missions. So much more is unlocked to you. Like I said, I'm only level 24, but I've watched a ton of videos while I'm playing the game, learning about the game while I'm playing, because that's how into it I am. And I'm all the stuff you get to do when you're 30, I'm like, shit, I'm gonna get level 30 so bad. But like, I don't want to out-level, the couple friends I'm playing with because I still want to play with them. But
Right.
it's like, I don't want to wait because I want to get to the end game stuff and, have, get the really good gear that I love loot. I love finding exotics, finding rare stuff. This game has everything.
Right.
So it's very well laid out. I love what they did to it. He said it, you never feel like you have to go out of your way to do anything. You never feel like you're forced to do it, or you're like, oh, I don't want to do that. So in that sense, it's good,
Whoa.
but every game has its downside,
Right.
and this one is when you have to get from point to point. You just run.
Oh,
There's
yeah,
really
there's no mount.
no there's fast travel, which is very nice, but when there's no safe house in between your safe house to that mission and you gotta run, I mean, you usually only have to ever run like maybe 0.1 or 0.2 kilometers,
Yeah.
which is, it's not terrible, but I mean, it takes you about 2 or 3 minutes just to run.
That's true. That's true. Like when I was doing it, I would just walk and like it's kind of cool because you're looking around everything, and even playing it on an Xbox, I would love to see what it looks like on a PC or on a PlayStation. But even on an Xbox, it looks really good. That's what I'm doing. I'm walking around, I'm looking at the environment, I'm trying to see what is the essence of this game? What is all the little finer details that they put into this game?
And
And
there are a ton.
there really are. They've done a great job at making New York. Fun fact,
It's
you
to scale.
yeah, exactly. Fun fact, did you know we're getting two DLCs for this game by the end of the summer?
Yep. Well,
That is
fun
it.
fact, I'm gonna go over the DLC, and it's pretty impressive.
My God, we are so good at segues.
Yeah. So, well, going back to detail real quick, I was walking through the street, and there's a lot of dogs. I don't know if you experienced this yet, but I seen a dog, hunched over. I'm like, oh, is he in pain? I'm like, poor guy. So I went up to him and scoped in on my sniper. No, he's shitting.
Yes, there was a dude just throwing up repeatedly,
Yeah.
past, and then he eventually, like after standing on him for like a minute or two, he just fell over and was
Yeah, and he
just
died.
done. Yeah.
Yep. So the detail's insanely good. Like, I don't know if you ever looked into a building. If you watch the building, you see people looking out their window, like,
Yes,
scared.
it's
And then
cool
if they see
though.
you, they close their blinds and, put up boards. And it's just the detail of everything. Even the rats that are running through look like legit rats. They have a long, nasty tail, the fur. And it's just the detail in everything is insane.
So, as I'm looking through this, that's kind of cool, like what to expect from this game. Not even in just DLC, but in like free downloads too.
Yeah, there's
Seems like,
two free downloads.
yes, one of them is supposed to implement like item trading, daily assignments, new gear sets, challenge mode, dark zone events,
And
bunch,
that's
I
coming out
mean,
next month.
yeah, and I think that's awesome. I mean, so the way this game is and the way this game breaks down. So if I'm going over what multiplayer games am I really going to be playing for much of this summer, right? Or I mean, you can go most of the year, but much of this, first half, first couple quarters of the year, you've got Destiny's coming out with a free down expansion, right?
For people with the Taken King.
Right. We talked about that in the last episode. Overwatch is coming out, which, in case you didn't know, the early access open beta for everybody is May 3rd. I highly recommend getting on that because just from watching that game, that looks really, really good. And then you have this game, you have The Division. And for them to push out two DLCs plus, free updates this fast, I mean, that's pretty cool, all in all.
Well, the best part is if you look at the Division, they have the season pass. They already have their entire year
Yeah.
from the moment this game is released to the following year of that release, 365 days. They tell you when the DLC is coming out. They already have release dates. They're already done. So they're saying, okay, this is the next release date. This is what you're getting. We're getting new content. You get higher level, more gear. You go to this place, you do this, you do that. Then this is when it's coming out. And after that, 2 months later, you get this content, you get this. So that I love that. There's no waiting. Like Destiny, I'm waiting when spring. Because spring's right now my time, but for them, when the hell is spring gonna come out? When's that next release? There's just sometime. But yet with the Division, they're like, nah, dude, April 12th is your next DLC. Yeah, May 13th, that's your next DLC. Don't quote me on those days, I'm just saying,
Right,
but
exactly.
They have them up on their website, I believe. You could just look, or if you have the Ubisoft app, it will tell you.
Did you buy the season pass yet?
I am going to. This is
I
going to be the
am as well.
first season pass I think I'm ever going to buy.
Yep, same. I've never bought a season pass before. I've thought about it. There's a few that I've thought about. Like originally when Fallout came out, I was like, kind of want to buy that season pass. But I won't end up getting it probably until like maybe down the road. If I like an add-on, I'll buy it. But this
Right.
game, with all the things I've seen, all the things I've read, and just playing the game, this definitely seems like one that's very, very, it's really worth the DLC. As compared to, I mean, I know we're going to keep going back to it, but as compared to Destiny's DLCs, where I thought the first two were just kind of weak, they just weren't, I mean, they were okay. But I think as a collective community, a lot of people have said that they were weaker. And then Taken King came out, and it was up for so many awards because it's one of the best add-ons anybody's ever seen in a long time. So that one was really good, and I'm interested to see now, because the Division has everything laid out, what's it going to be? What's it going to be like? What's it going to do? And things like that.
Someone playing a flute?
I feel like somebody's playing a flute in the background, yes. Feel
Huh.
like they are. Feel like Tim might be playing Age of Empires Civilization. Feel like that might be a thing.
right. So I got distracted with what you said.
Nothing more to throw you off like some civilization.
Right, I'm just listening to the flute. I'm like, all right.
Side note, so he gets a package today from, I think it was from Amazon. Support your local boy at Amazon, by the way.
Right.
And he got, I'm like, what'd you get? He's like, I got a game. I was like, what kind of game? He's like, it's a game. I was like, let me see it. He's like, yeah. And I was like, yeah, I wish they'd bring one of these back for the new systems.
Right.
But no, I mean, back to Dust, to, not Dusty, damn it.
No.
Back to the Division. All in all, like, this game is just, you know, when I played the beta, I told you guys, I was like, this game is really, really cool. Just from the beta, from the aspects of it, everything's different about it, you know. It's not a first-person shooter. It is an over-the-shoulder shooter. It's very realistic. I had, like, I think, if you go back to our last episode, we talked about this, how people were complaining, like, hey, why can't I shoot over this? And they said, well, because you're not tall enough. Like, it doesn't make sense. And I experienced that the other day when I was playing, and I was like, shit.
Yeah.
Okay, I gotta remember, you know, it's a little bit more realistic. But all in all, game's really good. I'm excited to keep playing more of it, and I'm excited for DLC coming.
Yes. Yeah. I mean, the expectation is just going up for what they have. And I mean, if I had to rate this game, which I mean, we're going to, I would probably give it a near perfect score. I'd probably give it like a 9.2 out of 10.
Yeah, I was leaning towards like a 9.5.
The only reason I wouldn't give it a 10 is because of the way the multiplayer works. 'Cause you're just kind of like, I mean,
That's
I like it to where like nobody's like bothering you in your world, but I
yes.
do like the part of like Destiny where there are other people there with you. So I know I keep going back and forth with, do I want other people there or do I want to go by myself? But the game is a lot better with people, even if they're randoms, 'cause it makes it so much more challenging. Because the enemies scale up with people, so it's a great challenge. I recommend if you guys are playing it right now, if you never, are planning on getting it, play the missions on hard. Never play them on normal, because I don't know what normal's like. I've always played them on hard.
Normal's a little difficult. It is a little bit. I started with it, and it was a little bit difficult. And then I bumped it up, and I was like, oh shit.
Yeah, so hard is definitely hard because every enemy is a veteran
Yeah.
or purple, I don't know what you want to call them. And then the last enemy is elites, which are the golden guys, which are very hard to kill. So hard mode is just nothing but purples and gold. Purple and gold. So very challenging. I love it. I love the fact of, I just can't run up to you, shoot you in the face, melee you, you're dead. It's, oh crap, I'm fucking unloading on all these guys. I have to retreat, get a
Yeah.
better position, unload again, retreat back, unload. It's you have to be tactical with it. You can't just be like, I'm just gonna be right here and just sit. And if you have people, you'd be like, all right, two camp up here, one in the back, and then we'll put a sniper in the far back. You cover each other while you're retreating or moving forward. Maybe you just want a shotgun guy in the front and you suppress a fire while he pops him. Or you protect your sniper in the back, and then you put your healers in the middle. And I love communicating with people, trying to figure out what's the best way to take these guys down.
Yeah,
And they give
exactly.
you that option of doing that. And that's why this game is really awesome. I highly recommend you guys go out and play it, buy it. It's definitely worth it. And if you have the money for the season pass, as of what they have now, the season pass is definitely the way to go.
Yeah, support this game. This game's really great. You said to give it a high 9. I give it a high 9 as well. Just like I said, a little shitty. You can't play with everybody. Like on your friends list because if they're not at your level, that part kind of does suck. But at the same time, I understand it and I understand
Right,
the purpose of
it's
it.
like one of those, it's good, but it's not good
Right,
that you go back and forth with.
right. But that doesn't stop you from being in a party with your friends and talking to them that way. And you know, so with that, I think it's still a really, really high rated game. So yeah, I agree, man. We'll pick up this game, drop the money on the DLC. I think it's only 40.
Yeah.
And it should be. And, you know, I'm excited for what the future holds of this game because, like I said, it's a little different than, you know, when Destiny first came out, it was kind of a flop, really. People were kind of like, eh, this isn't what I really wanted. But this is, from what everyone's saying, is that this is what Destiny Luke should have been. So going from that, I'm excited to see where it goes. Because I'm excited where Destiny's at now. You know, it took a little bit, but it got to a good spot. So I'm just excited to see what the future holds for this game.
Exactly. And in Destiny's defense, because I love Destiny, I have to get its back here. The writer did quit because he was being treated like shit, so their story had to get flopped.
Right.
So I will get your back, Destiny, but if you fuck up again, I'm going to be pretty pissed. So don't do it, Bungie, because you screwed up with Halo. Don't do it to Destiny, please. It's the only freaking game I play now.
That's true.
I mean, now I got The Division, but the games now I think I'm only going to be playing are The Division and Destiny. Because when Destiny DLC comes out, I'm going to be playing that. And then when Division DLC comes out, I'm going to be playing that. I'm going to be switching. These are probably going to be my two games until, I don't know, something else
I think
gets
this
my
will
interest.
Be like that until Overwatch. And then when Overwatch comes out, I'm interested in that a lot. You know, it's Blizzard. It is going
it's their
to be
first,
for consoles.
Their first shooter game and their first game going to console, yep.
Yeah, like it's, it looks cool. I really like some of the nuances to it, and I'm excited for the open beta because I'll be going to pre-order that before the 29th, which is like the last day to pre-order to get the beta access. So I'm gonna do that, try out the beta, and then come back on here and talk about the beta a little bit. But that between that game and Destiny, and then obviously the Division, yeah, I think those are the three games for me that are gonna take up much of my gaming from here on out.
Yep. So we'll leave the Division talk there, and I guess you could say the Destiny talk, because Destiny is going to be in like every one of our podcasts, because it's just
always.
It's just such it's a game that's just so big that you have to put it.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, we'll leave that there, and we'll move on to something slightly different. It's the Assassin's Creed movie.
Oh boy!
So there's no trailers, and it's supposed to come out December. So probably next year. It's not coming out in December. Let's just say that. So you could pre-order a ticket now. So you're like, ah, cool. So you could pre-order a ticket for $1,200.
What?
So let me tell you what you get for your $1,200 package. You get like a statue. You get a replica crossbow that actually works.
Oh.
You get a hidden blade toy. You get a T-shirt. You get a hoodie. And you get like some stuff, like other crap for the game. I don't know how that works, but
right.
The cheapest one that, you know, if you're not a huge fan of it, is $15. I guess that's average. That's a little expensive for our end, since our movie. Well, I mean, it's a couple dollars more than the movies we pay for, but you know, you still get the cool thing about the package that you get with that. It comes with a. You get the movie ticket, of course.
Right.
You get a script of the movie, which is really cool. You get a watch, the Assassin's Creed watch. You get temporary tattoos, I guess. I don't know, blah. So that's pretty cool. Then you got a different package where you could just get the T-shirt on top of all the other stuff, or you get a hidden blade toy. You get a hoodie. You get this Aguilar scale statue. I guess that's a guy who's playing it.
Yeah.
But the statue is $600, so I'd imagine it's like sideshow quality.
You sure hope so.
And then the big package is the crossbow. It's an 18-inch one-to-one scale replica of the weapon that's being used in the movie.
That is awesome.
So if you guys are interested in the Assassin's Creed and got $1,200 to spend for, you know, why the hell not?
Throw it like it's nothing.
You want a crossbow. I don't think it comes with ammo, so...
Ah, well, shit. That
might be the deal breaker. But, yeah, since there's still no game coming out, there's no Assassin's Creed game coming out this year, but they got a movie.
Yeah.
So, interesting what Assassin's Creed is going to be doing, because, you know, their trend hasn't been that great. They've been going downhill.
Yeah.
So, we'll see what the movie brings, and...
Yeah, it's not that bad.
Yeah, it might be pretty bad, but...
It might be pretty shitty.
We'll see. And then, last bit we got here, kind of sad news, if you're a Fable fan, Lionhead fan like me, Lionhead Studios is closed.
Sad
Microsoft
day.
Came up, they're like, all right, bitches, Fable is canceled. You guys are being closed. Bye-bye.
That is just sad, sad news, man. It
Yeah,
sucks.
so I was trying to figure out, I'm sure there's something of why it happened, but Microsoft's making some interesting moves in what they're doing with gaming, and they're trying to bring it more to PC, because I mean Microsoft is PC, but they're trying to bring their console over to Windows 10 and crap.
Right.
So I don't know why their move went to Lionhead, because Fable's such a great series, but I guess they just wanted to stop it. Like, it's
Maybe they just
canceled,
felt like
scrap
that
it.
series was just, it was at a point where it's just a little bit, and I don't want to say outdated, but like it's just not on their grand scale. You're always going to have two franchises are always going to live within Microsoft as long as they can. And it's the Halo franchise and the Gears of War franchise. Which, fun note, that the new Gears of War is going to be based around Marcus Fenix's son. That's awesome. Save that for another day. But, I mean, all in all, when you look at it like that, they have those two main franchises. And everything else, it's just kind of see how it goes. I'm interested to see why they chose that studio to close. But, all in all, that's sad, man. Fable is always a great series.
Yep, and the sad part is their game that they had coming out was almost done.
Yeah.
You probably had about 3 or 4 months of development, and their game would have been completed. So it's really sad that we'll never see that game.
Right.
We'll see what they had already, but we'll never be able to play it.
Right.
But on the bright side, and the interesting fact is Sony Computer Entertainment of America, if you want to be precise, is contacting Lionhead Studio employees and saying, "Hey, if you guys are interested, we're hiring. We like what you guys are doing. Come up for a job interview.
Yeah, I
We
think
need
that's awesome.
people." So that's great for Sony, and it makes me think, is Fable actually dead? Is Fable going to become a new exclusive for Sony?
Oh, yeah.
Because if Microsoft's like, "Nope, we don't want Fable, we don't want Lionhead," but Sony's like, "We see potential, and we could run that shit on PlayStation and make it even better. Come on over. Let's
Right,
talk."
right.
So I'm really interested to see, are they going to continue Fable on the Sony platform?
That would be pretty crazy.
Because that'd be really cool of what Sony could do with a Fable style game.
Yeah, exactly.
So very interesting. Great of Sony. I very, very nice of them, and awesome of them to, help people out. Yeah, shout out to Sony.
Shout out to Sony, keeping it real.
I mean, I don't own a PlayStation 4 or really care for you guys, but you good company. I love the games you
It's a
make.
good system. We'll
Yeah,
stop
it's a good system. I just more people have Xbox today.
Exactly.
But great on them to get Lionhead.
Yeah.
I'm just really interested. I was thinking about that the other day. I'm like, is Sony gonna make a Fable?
That would be crazy. That
Because
would
you
be.
can, I don't know, just the possibilities of what Sony could do with a Fable style game is
With
awesome.
so many franchises now bouncing around the two companies, and back in the day it wasn't like that. It was, this is the Xbox series games, this is the PlayStation series games. And then PlayStation started getting rid of a bunch of rights, and Xbox said, all right, well, fuck it, we'll give you some rights. And so it will be interesting though, because Fable was one of the big ones that was Xbox, that was their thing. And if Sony were to pick it up and adopt it into their own and make a Fable game or a Fable style game, it'd be pretty interesting.
Yes, exactly. So we'll see what happens with that. That's pretty much it that we got
I'm
for you guys
excited.
today.
I have news. I have news.
Oh, okay.
Rocket League.
Oh, yeah, I
Haven't
forgot.
played
Sorry
Rocket
about
League.
that.
It is a great, great game. Just came out for the Xbox. Had over 1 million users in just 3 weeks of release. I highly recommend you guys getting it. I play on PlayStation and PC, and it's pretty great. But they are being March Madness is right around the corner. Segue into that. Check out our Second City Sports Chat March Madness Bracketology episode coming out in a couple days. Because March Madness is around the corner, Psyonix Studios tweeted that basketball theme mode for Rocket League is coming, and it's possibly going to be called Hoops. And from the images I've seen, it looks pretty awesome. For those of you that didn't know, they had a hockey themed one during the winter. That one's really fun. It was really, really interesting. And now having this is going to be great. And they just added the Batmobile from Batman vs. Superman. as a car. So that in general, I mean, this game, talk about a out of nowhere kind of game. An indie studio, Psyonix, and they push out this game, and it ended up being, you know, sports game of the year. So
Right, it's just such a simple
it
game.
really is, but it's so fun. So fun. But super excited for that. I love basketball, and to be able to do it in the Rocket League, I'm so interested. I'm very, very excited.
Yeah, it should be. I never played it. It looked like fun, but
I tell you what, if
I
I get
love
it on
basketball too.
Xbox, you should totally get it. We'll get Dan to get it, and we'll play it because it's really fun.
Well, if the Division didn't come out, I probably would.
It's just a fun game, dude. Take
I
a.
won't be doing a damn thing until
I
I know
was
the
told.
Division.
That's what your brother was telling me. He was like, "Yeah." He's like, "We keep telling Joey to play this and this," and he's like, "Nah, Division all day."
Right, yeah, I keep, he's like, come play RuneScape, play Heroes. I'm like, nah, dude, I'm trying to save Manhattan.
Way more important.
Right? Do we have anything else to talk about, or?
No, I think that's it. Like I said, March Madness Bracketology Podcast for Sexy Sports Chats coming out in a couple of days.
Yeah, we got a filming of that soon, right?
Yes, we'll be doing that one tomorrow. Tomorrow.
All right.
Brackets come out here in about an hour, so pretty excited about that.
Yeah, I need to put one together.
Yeah, and I think that's pretty much it.
All right. You want to tell them where they could find us again?
Yes, of course, guys. You guys can find us on Facebook. It's facebook.com/secondcitysportschat. Find us on blogtalkradio.com/secondcitysportschat, where you listen to all our podcasts. You can find us on Twitter. It's @secondcitysc and @second_gaming.
I am in control of the gaming ones, so shout
He
out to my
is. He
tweets.
is. I love that I tweeted about the Division yesterday, and like an hour later, you tweeted about it, and I was like, yeah,
Yeah.
teamwork.
Yeah, so if you guys are on Twitter and interested in gaming, let me know. I don't know everything, but obviously if you got questions, I'll answer them. Or if you just want to talk and bullshit. If you want to argue, I'll argue. I don't
Yeah.
care.
At
Hit me
second
up.
underscore gaming, guys. Check it
I'll
out.
do whatever.
I'll do whatever you want. If you have an iPhone or Apple devices, find us on iTunes. And for Android users, find us on Stitcher.
All right, Ryan, thank you for that. And I believe you have a gaming quote for us, so I will let
Yes.
you take it away.
Yes. The essence of balance is detachment. To embrace a cause is to grow fond or spiteful. It is to lose one's balance, after which no action can be trusted. Maillard, Thief, The Dark Project. You stay gaming, Chicago.